Welcome back to the Radio Academy podcast. I'm your host, Georgie Jameson, and this week we're talking about sonic branding. What is it and why is it so important? TM Studios have recently worked on new sonic branding for the Magic Radio brand for Bauer. Musician and producer Chris Stevens is co-owner of TM Studios, and I asked Chris a basic but important question. What is sonic branding?
So sonic branding is a way of branding your radio station or product, whatever it might be, through the use of music. So that goes from everything from McDonald's doing ba-da-ba-ba-ba to the Intel da-da-da-da. And then in the case of radio stations, it's often singing the radio station name, like on Magic, which we're going to talk about, or Boom Radio, or it could even be an instrumental melody, for example, like Classic FM and Jazz FM have, where there's no singing, but there's a melody that runs through it. And that sonic becomes part of the brand. And the idea is that when you hear that in the background in the car, when you've got three kids screaming and shouting and the volume's on at a very low level, or you're in a shop and you hear the radio on there, that when you hear that sonic, you know what the brand is, whether it's a commercial product, whether it's a radio station or a podcast or whatever it might be. You hear that bit of music and you go, oh yes, I know that. It's whatever.
So why is that important? Why is that important for brands?
For a few reasons. It adds to a very cohesive marketing plan for businesses. I think for radio in particular, there's a couple of reasons. We know that people are really loyal to radio stations. It becomes part of their familiarity with the radio brand that they're listening to. But I think also there's another reason, particularly with commercial radio, although it applies to BBC as well, which is for recall, particularly with Rajar. So when people get a Rajar diary and they're trying to remember what radio station they were listening to that week, if they're a fan of Magic and they know that they were kept hearing da-da-da-da-da, then they know they were listening to Magic. And that recall helps them fill in the Rajar diary accurately. And that means that the radio stations get the right ticks.
Sonic branding now has its own aria with us here at the Radio
Academy. Which is wonderful, which is great. Yes.
Yeah.
It's such an important thing as well. You know, that these days, we're all being hit by so many marketing messages all the time. You know, if you leave your house and just walk up the road, you're seeing billboards, vehicles going past with branding on them. Not to mention the minute you get your phone out of your pocket and you're looking through your social feeds, or you're looking at a news website and there's ads on there. Branding and marketing is everywhere, more so than 20, 30 years ago before we had the internet in our pockets. That's why it's so important for all brands to really shine and be proud of what they're doing. And audio is part of that, especially obviously with radio, where, you know, we are an audio medium.
I saw recently, I think it was on LinkedIn, Nicole Logan was at Audio Days in Copenhagen, and she gave a speech and she said that listeners under 45 can recognize and identify a brand within 1 second, and that audio resonates with us quicker, or particularly with young people, quicker than visuals. That's extraordinary, isn't it? But it does show the power of sonic branding.
It shows the power of it. It also shows how much information we're getting thrown at us, that, you know, 1 second is all it takes. It's like if you're scrolling through your feed, how many seconds do you give to each thing on your feed before you go to the next one? And so often you've only got a second or a couple of seconds to really make that impact. But yeah, people's brains are so wired in for sound. You know, we're all so used to sound. And the great thing with sound is, you know, you can be listening to sound and music and audio when doing other stuff as well. So, you know, you're cooking, but your Amazon Echo's on in the corner.
Yeah.
And you're taking in that sound, even though you're concentrating on how long the fish fingers have been in for. I have a five-year-old. We're all about fish fingers.
Don't worry, they still like fish fingers at 15, Chris.
Excellent. Good. Good. I have enough in the freezer to last. So, you know, a lot of the time when we're listening to sound, it's not the primary thing that we're doing, because sound is a companion medium. And so it's great that you know, our brains can take stuff in so quickly while doing other stuff.
I mean, I always think of radio, the two major places are the kitchen and the car. And so we are doing other things, but that instant way of recognizing things. But I thought it was interesting that she said it's younger audiences, it's people under 45. So is that something that you have in your mind when you're putting together a sonic branding package for a client, that you are trying to tailor it for a certain demographic, depending on the client or the station?
Oh, totally. Absolutely. And it, you know, depends very much on the client's target audience, the demographics of that audience. And I can give you, you know, a couple of examples. If we're doing jingles for a top 40 station, they'll be mega quick. Like, you know, a quick Sonic logo, a quick sing, and you're into your next song. Because that audience are used to things moving really quickly. The songs are shorter than ever before. The presenters' links are shorter than ever before. These jingles need to be quick because also a long jingle might be a tune-out moment. People are, you know, they want the next Sabrina Carpenter song or Ray or whoever it might be. And so the jingle is, you know, it's important for all the reasons we were talking about, but we need to get back into the music. At the other extreme is when the jingle is really a very big part of the presentation. An example of that would be Boom Radio. And we do all of the jingles for Boom Radio, and we've just recently done Boom Light as well. And Boom's audience come from a time of listening to radio when jingles were a really big part of the presentation. You know, whether it was Radio 1 and Radio 2 in the 80s or the start of commercial radio. And, you know, the jingles were a point of pride. And so with, you know, with Boom, some of the jingles will be 10, 12 seconds long. And that's not a problem because it fits the pace, it fits the mood and the style of the radio station. So absolutely, we are always really, really digging into the demographics, the needs, the audience expectations. You're trying to balance keeping the flow of the radio station with also ensuring that that sonic branding is cutting through and getting that recall that it needs.
So let's talk about Magic then, because you've recently refreshed all the sonic branding for Magic Radio and their brand extensions. And so you've done a massive piece of work for them, this big package. How do you work with a client to achieve their vision?
You know, it's all about collaboration. It's all about learning as well. Our aim is to learn as much about the client and their requirements as possible. And that's not just about now, but it's also where's the brand going? If these jingles are going to be on the air for 2 or 3 or 4 years, where's the radio station going to be at that point? And how are these jingles going to help that journey? And for some stations, there's, you know, it's just kind of continuing with what they're doing now. Others have a particular plan of how they need to, you know, refocus the audience or change things. With Magic, it was really interesting. So we pitched probably going on almost 15, 16 months ago now. It was quite a while ago. We were really excited about this. You know, I'm a big fan of listening to Magic and my colleagues as well. We had a whole load of ideas as well. Lots of stuff that we wanted to share. You know, different vocal sounds, different musical approaches, different sonic logos. What was really interesting was after we did this and we were fortunate enough to get chosen, which was really exciting. But then Magic were doing some work of their own on the brand. And one of the changes that came about was they actually changed their name fairly subtly, but they went from being on air as Magic to being Magic Radio, which also meant that everything we'd done didn't work because it was for two notes rather than five.
Yes.
So
it's
we had
not going to
go and
scan, is it?
Yeah, totally, totally. But that then brought its own opportunities to then find a new sonic logo that would work with five notes, that would be really, you know, really strong and effective for Magic, but not just Magic Radio, but would then also evolve into being for Mellow Magic and Magic Soul and musicals. And that's when it gets really, really exciting from a musical side of things. You're trying to find a sequence, and this is a bit geeky. So,
into the geeky. Come on.
Well, you want to find a sequence of notes that's really catchy when you hear it on air, you know, in a jingle or on the traffic bed or the air open or whatever it might be. But then it's got to work with chords that can work in a soul situation as well or a Mellow Magic situation. You don't want to put yourself in a musical cul-de-sac where you can do nothing with it. But at the same time, you don't want to be so bland that it doesn't cut through. So it's really, really fun, a really fun process. And we came up with various different sonic logos that we shared with the team at Bauer that they sort of listened to. And we sang them up as examples of how they could sound and did a whole load of work on this to get to the final point of the sonic and the sound. You know, we worked with them on what style of cuts they're going to be using, you know, how many should be for, you know, more modern music, how many should tie in more with, you know, the 80s classics and work with them on that. Lots of collaboration. And my aim is always that, you know, we're never going to be as close to a brand as the people who are living it 24/7. I want to be the next people. I want to be as close as possible. And they were great to work with as well. You know, the whole team at Bauer were really up for trying things and listening to things. And it was a lot of fun. And since then, we've added more cuts to the package, and we've done the extension stuff, and we've done some for some of the presenters they've got on air. It's really exciting, really exciting. And yeah, and we're so proud of it as well.
Do you feel like when an artist hears their song played on air for the first time, did it feel like that? Because if this is your work musically as well, I mean, are you a trained musician, or do you do this with AI, or do you sit at a piano? How do you go about this?
So I'm a fairly trained musician. I got to grade 7.
But oh, I didn't. Better than me.
it did all right. I didn't practice enough to get to grade 8. Sadly, I am a musician, and it's music theory that I love. So for me, it's chords and all that kind of thing. But yeah, it is that excitement when you hear stuff on the air that you've done. It is such a buzz. I mean, the difference between us being heard on air and an artist being heard on air is that no one knows who we are at all. And also, no one tunes in for us. People will tune in because of the music from playing on a radio station. And our job is to complement that music and actually, again, find that fine line between being memorable with the sonic and the vocals and the station name, but not standing out too much either.
But the music gets weaved in as well, doesn't it? So you have to really know the station and know the music.
Totally. And also know how the presenters are going to use it as well. Where are they going to be doing a talk up? Are they using ramps into the breaks? What's happening at the top of the hour? Is it a voiceover on the news jingle, or are the presenters going to be voicing on that? And then you get into really subtle things. And I learned this when I was on air. I started out as a radio presenter, a very mediocre one, it must be said, but I enjoyed it. I would be on air at Sun FM and then at Real Radio. And I realized that you could put little hints in the ramps of the jingles to just give subtle indications to the presenter of the kind of, this is going to end in about 3 seconds. And
right,
so,
yes.
Yeah, I mean, of course, it's all on screen as well with markers and things like that,
yeah,
but it just
is.
Helps with that musicality. And if, you know, if a ramp is going to be 4 bars or 8 bars, then it feels more natural when you're talking over it. Presenters don't have to be musicians to know that. It just feels natural.
When you're presenting, you get a feel for, it's like when you get a feel for when how long you can talk up to the intro and that
totally.
Kind of thing.
Absolutely.
You just
yeah.
kind of have an instinct. Have you got some examples there?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
So let's listen to some stuff and talk to us about how the process happened.
Sure. So certainly. So we started off with the main Magic station, Magic Radio. I've got an example here to listen to. Let's just play this off the hotkeys.
Saturday mornings with Gabby Roslin, Magic Radio.
So nice and happy, a positive, an hour opener jingle. So it's upbeat. Jade, our wonderful singer Jade on that, who Gokwan is a massive fan of. He's shared her on socials quite often, which is lovely to see. And so she's on that. And you can hear the Sonic logos at the beginning musically, then it comes in again with the vocals towards the end. But also, it's not that long. It's probably about 8 seconds or something.
But it's just enough, isn't it?
Yeah, totally.
But it gives you a feeling, like you say, that Saturday morning is happy, it's upbeat, it's Gabby, so you know you're going to be entertained, it's going to be smiley and fun. We're not talking serious news here, are we? It sets the tone.
Totally, absolutely. I mean, you know, we've got the serious news jingle in there, but that's when it's time for news. But when you're getting back into music, you get back, getting that energy back up again. And it's a nice kind of starting point for the hour as well. That's an example of one from the main station. Mellow Magic is obviously a magic brand that has been around for a long time and is very much loved. It's back on evenings on the main Magic station. So they're calmer, they're more relaxed, but still giving a positive feel. Got an example of a Mellow Magic jingle. Let's have a listen to this.
Mellow Magic. Magic Radio.
Calmer.
Smoother.
Yeah, absolutely. Just that kind of relax. You've made it through the day. It's the evening. All is going to be fine. Or, of course, Mellow Magic is now on 24/7 at its own station as well on DAB. Then we started working on the other stations and Magic Soul and musicals because we did them together. And the thing with Soul and musicals was the instrumentation was a little different for these because of the instrumentation that's used in those genres. A lot more horns on these, a lot more string sections as well. Some brilliant flute playing on the Magic musicals as well. And even a big organ, which is kind of Phantom of the Opera-esque on one. And I've got a Soul jingle I'll play now. The full, like, long, minute-long versions on our website, by the way. They are wonderful. And sadly, because of the way radio works, they'll rarely ever get heard on air in their full versions. But we always start from writing a full thing and then cut it down. But let me play this Soul jingle. Same Sonic logo, different chords, different kind of musical approach. This is one of the soul jingles.
Magic soul, magic soul, magic radio.
So you can hear in that
the soul vibe.
Yeah, the soul vibes in there, different instrumentation, but same Sonic logo. Still in there. So it's still Magic Radio, still part of the Magic family, but just gives that right vibe for Magic Soul. And we did the same with Magic Musicals as well, covering the sort of the range of tracks played on that station. And they were a chance we don't get that often these days, to really go into a genre and do something so specific and frankly so fun as well. To do that, yeah, it was a really enjoyable part of the project.
You mentioned that they're on your website, and I had a look and had a listen, and there's a show reel on there as well from YouTube, which you can find on YouTube as well, of all your other work. I said earlier this was a huge piece of work. There was not just the jingles. There was weather, news, travel. Stings. There was different times of day, that the shotguns, the full themes as well, and for the main Magic brand, and then all those brand extensions where you've got to think about the different genres of music. So how long does a project like this take, Chris, from that first client, can you come and do this, to delivery?
Well, it depends. I mean, this one took a while, but that's partly because there were so many stages to it. We've just done the new jingles for BFBS. Again, a really fun project, especially as BFBS is such a unique station, you know, with its audience in 16 countries around the world and its music mix not being the same as any other station. Yeah, that probably took 6 months from start to finish. Magic took about the same for the main package, and then a little bit longer to add on the other stations. But a lot of the work that we do as well is taking an existing jingle package and then re-singing it for someone else. That's a lot of the history of TM is, you know, we'd write a jingle package for a station somewhere. And then if it was written for a station in LA, it would get resung for Dallas or Seattle or Manchester or the Netherlands or Singapore, anywhere. So a lot of our work is taking jingles we've already got, tweaking them, customizing them, resinging them. You know, that can be a couple of weeks from start to finish. A lot of the stuff we do is a lot quicker turnaround, but that's mainly because you hear it on the website, you kind of go, I like that one, I'll have that one. And then, you know, we replace the original words with your words. This is, you know, custom track composition and getting musicians in and so on. So it is a bigger process and a longer process. But, you know, I've got clients now who are just deciding what they want now that they're going to launch with after Christmas, you know, which is what?
Oh, quite a quick turnaround then.
So yeah, about 6 or 7 weeks. And of course, we've got you know, a lot of our team are in the States. We've got Thanksgiving coming up, which slows things yes. down for a few days. And then, you know, people want stuff before Christmas, because who wants to be loading jingles over Christmas and New Year?
Yeah, you mentioned there that the team are in the States. Some of you are here in the UK, some in the States as well. And you do work with a lot of American stations. I noticed that on your showreel.
Yes, well, TM is a US company based in Dallas. The three of us that co-own it, I'm in Manchester, so I look after a lot of the international work. Dave Bethel, who was in UK radio for a long time, is in LA. And then Greg Clancy is in Dallas, which is where our main studio is. The range of stuff we do is so amazing and so exciting. And that's one of the things that makes me excited every morning when I get up and go into the office or the studio, is that, you know, if you look at on the website, we've done news talk packages for big stations in the US. We've done a big package for a Christian hip hop network that's on in the States. Cool.
That's a fusion I never thought I'd hear.
And you know what? In their hometown of St. Louis, they are bigger than the other hip hop station. So
wow.
They're really successful. We work with stations around Europe. We did some stuff with Malta recently and Estonia. And what I find so fascinating, and I'm sure you're the same, is every country is different. Every market is different. And I love learning about these places and what makes their radio scene different, what their audiences are requiring from them, what the competition is like. One of the questions I always ask anyone I'm working with is, who are your main competitors? Because I want to listen to your competitors and make sure that you sound suitably different and hopefully better than your competitors. So learning about these totally different radio markets is so exciting, because that brings everything I love about radio, you know, the competitive nature of finding and holding an audience, you know, how you can do marketing, what the audience wants, what language they want it to be, and how much speech they want, how much music they want. And that's just so exciting. And then to work with people and create a sound that is their sound. I mean, that's an honor as well, to be able to share our thoughts and ideas and creativity, to become that audio stamp of a radio brand. It's great trust from them. It's a great privilege for us to do that. And then to hear it on the air, I say to everyone I work with, you've got to smile. Every time you hear the jingles on the air, you've got to smile and think, yep, yeah, that's right. That's absolutely right for us. And I love that I get to do that.
A big thank you to Chris Stevens from TM Studios for being our guest. You can find out more about TM Studios and hear all the new Magic Radio jingles on their website, tmstudios.com. Bradford Foot in the Door tickets are now available to buy. It's on Monday the 8th of December, 12 until 5:30 p.m. at the National Science and Media Museum in Bradford. It's £6 for members and £12 for non-members, which includes £5 of future membership. To find out more and book tickets, go to radioacademy.org/training. And keep an eye on our socials and website, as we'll be announcing this year's 30 Under 30 over the next couple of days. Next week, I chat with head of BBC Asian Network, Ahmed Hussein, about their new speech and current affairs programme, which is a first for the station. I'll see you next week.